come in.
Oh, hello, sweetie. I'm just doing some paperwork right now. You can come and sit on the couch over there if you need a breather. You've been escaping to my office a lot more lately. I'm guessing my people have been demanding a lot from you, have they? You know you can always say no. No one will get mad. They can be just as understanding as well. Oh, is that so? Well, I guess I'll have a talk with my scholars for hounding you later. I can't believe they were harassing you for information. I'll be sure to give them a good scolding. I hope they didn't scare and hurt you in any way. Ah, they didn't? Well, thank you for telling me, sweetie. I'll be sure they don't ever pressure you again. It's really not a problem. You're just like anyone else. And one can be stressed or overwhelmed. Just because you have this title of a hero doesn't mean you're this invincible individual who can take on the world and not have baggage or some sort. I'm sure you feel just so stressed. Sweetie, I've told you countless times. You're always welcome in my office whenever you need to rest and lay your head somewhere. Getting rest is very important, and I hope you're drinking enough fluids too. I heard human bodies need a lot of sustenance to keep it maintained in perfect health. Or they shrivel up like a raisin, or at least that's what I heard. Last thing I want is for you to look like a zombie. No offense and all that, but I'd rather you look human. There should be a pitcher of water on the coffee table there. Why, yes, I did prepare it for you, since I know you come to my office every day now. I'm sure all that walking to here must have made you really dehydrated. Oh, it helped you build your stamina, huh? That's a huge positive thing, at least. That's how I see it. Let me finish with this real fast and I'll be there and relax with you. I have some foreign food from some allies that I want to try out with you. I heard the desserts are the best of the realms. Looks like I'm drooling again. Yeah, I have been craving for sweets lately, and hearing that they have dark chocolate just makes my mouth water. A question? Go ahead, sweetie. You're always free to ask me anything. Demon women have... period? Is it because I mentioned that I'm craving for chocolate? Well, no matter. And yes, we do. Although ours is really different from a human female's version. During our monthly cycle, we don't dump out blood. Instead, we get in heat. Like severe horns. We secrete this pheromone that attracts mate, man or woman. Individuals of other race also are not safe from the smell of a demon female's heat. Usually what calms it most of the time is dark chocolate. But mostly though, since everyone is different and all our body doesn't react the same way as others do. Me? Why? You want to see how wild I can be? Just a fair warning that I won't let you rest for a whole week before I calm down. That means your whole week's schedule would be sleep, eat, and pleasing me for those 7 days. You say that, but I hope you know you'll be tired out. Believe me, a lot of others can't tame a female demon during her cycle. If you're curious about the science behind it, it helps us populate more. Since demon females live longer than males, and we can give birth as many children without much pain. I know a lot of races are very jealous of us for that. But thinking it from a science point, it does make sense with our ancestor and the wars back then, with evolution to make us how we are today. If you want to read more on our history, there is a library in my castle. Should be in the West Wing. I do hope I answered all your questions. My work? Oh, we finally allied ourselves with several orc tribes, and they already let us station our troops in their area to cover more grounds. It's good news, finally, but the human princess already have allied herself with the Dwarfs and Seraphim faction. Very powerful groups that has a lot of power to back her up. Blacksmith and Holy Blessings. Doesn't smell good for us, but we are getting other factions slowly to help us against this. The elves, on the other hand, wants no part in this. But I've heard news of them attacking random human settlements. Even randomly attacking our own as well. I don't know what their motives are, but it's been a thorn on both our sides for a while. Why? I asked myself why they didn't ally with us, but they just looked down on us, saying we're nothing but monkeys and would be a stain to their race if we shook hands. I hate how they're so condescending, but I can't change their minds. Just curious why they had the audacity to attack both sides instead of staying out of it. I'm not forcing them to stay, and I'm not going to breach our treaty when they already broke it. I get one good news and another bad news comes in to cancel it out. Just no winning sometimes. And there's already news that the princess has summoned another hero. Quick, isn't she? What is this, her 19th hero already? Yeah, you're her 18th. Her other heroes that she summoned? All I could say is they were not up to the task. Yes, they were stronger than most, people of this realm. But they're very inexperienced and yeah, something I don't want to go much into. Going back to the topic, though, she needs to stop picking random heroes from the other realms to do her bidding when this is our fight. And I do have a question to ask you, though. I know you said you want to help my side and all, but there will be a day where you'll fight your old party members again. They should be revived at the church and is fully in good health. Probably training their hearts out too. I know you form a connection with them, but do you have the heart to turn your sword on them? Well, if you can't, that's fine. We did spread a rumor that we ordered your execution. Everyone thinks you're dead. And if you can't muster to fight your old friends, that's okay. I'm not forcing you. But just know that this is a fight that I can't just surrender. If we surrender, those humans will enslave us, just like what they did with the elves 1,000 years ago. That is no way for us to live. I'm not letting my people suffer. Good. I'm glad you understand that, at least. Just your moral support is enough for my people. I see so many of their spirits lift because of you. This is the most happiest I've seen them in a long time. Sometimes I feel like I'm a terrible empress to them. Well, I'm done with the last paperwork. Finish early too. I am so tired and famished. Oh, I miss you so much, my dear hero. Just seeing you here with me always make it feel like a nymph. You just see a fresh prey and ready to seduce them. Oh. guess that is a bad analogy, but I do feel really flirty with you whenever you're around. You know that. Here's the snack I was telling you about. You know, you could have taken some out to eat. I won't get angry with you if you did take the first bite. I might be a bit peeved if you ate it all, but I can never be angry with you. If you did eat it all, maybe I might consider a punishment. Oh, I meant as a playful one. Unless you're a masochist. Well, open wide for Mommy Demon Empress. Good. Delicious, right? I know. The way the texture is so smooth and velvety, and it's a nice mixture of bitter and sweet. I can just eat this all day if I could, but too much of anything is bad. Mommy? Oh, yeah. I overheard you saying that in your sleep. So I thought maybe you might like it if I refer to myself as such every so often. Just, I won't do it in front of my subjects. I don't mind referring myself as your mommy. If you're okay with that, is. Then, we have a deal. Well then, my good little hero. You've done such a good job and Mommy is just so proud of you for it. You deserve a reward. This quest, you can pick which reward you want. My lap. Well, they are all yours to rest your head. I'll even rub your head too, sweetie. Here, don't be shy now. No take backies. Seeing you smiling and happy like this always makes me feel so happy. Even if I'm working for 12 hours straight and feel so drained, seeing your wonderful smile always rejuvenates me. Maybe I should do my paperwork with you laying your head on my lap more. Just sounds so wonderful, doesn't it? Well, I'm sure you're really tired. I shouldn't keep you awake. I can see your stamina is really low right now. Don't worry. I'm not in an urgent to go anywhere. Just being here with you is what I want right now. Rest your eyes, my precious hero. When you wake up, I have more surprises in store for you. No previews. Well, maybe a hint since you've been so good to me. It has something to do with Arara. Look at you getting flustered. So adorable. You know that? Well, rest easy. I'll watch over you. Mommy loves you so much, my dear little hero. And sweet dreams. I'll always be by your side. And no matter what you do, I'll never abandon you.